Now the Mishnah says,
this is really the Ikir Klolim here of Yichus here. The Mishnah says, Bas Cholol Zocha,
the daughter of a man that was a Cholol, Psula Minakuna. In other words, of a Cholol means a man that was born, that his parents did an Issa Kuna. Let's say a Kayin married a Gerusha. A Kayin that did an Issa married somebody that's also to him, so if they have a kid now, the kid's called a Cholol. This kid now, if he marries a regular Bas Yisrael, you should know his daughter is still Pasul Minakuna. That's called Bas Cholol Zohar. If the father is a Cholol, even though he got married to a regular Bas Yisrael, the Lachar is their daughter now, is Psula Minakuna. They have children and children, all the daughters that come out from the father that was a Cholol, Loylam, the daughters are still Pasul Minakuna. What about the opposite way? Yisrael Shenosa Cholola. Let's say the wife was a Cholola. In other words, the father was a Kohen that married a Gerusha, and they had a daughter. And now the daughter got married to a regular Yisrael. Halacha is now Bita Ksheira. If they have a daughter, their Bita is Ksheira. Since the father is a Kosher person, the Bita, the daughter, is Kosher. Lakuna. Now again the Mishnah says, what about a Cholol Shenasa Bas Yisrael? A Cholol, if the father was Pasul Lakuna, he was a Cholol, he got married to a regular Bas Yisrael, again, Bita Ksula Lakuna, like we had before. Tomorrow we ask the Kasha why he says it over again. But his daughter is also Pasul Lakuna. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bas Ger Zohar. If the father was a Ger, no matter who he got married to, and they have a daughter now, is Kebas Cholol Zohar. That his daughter is also Pasul Lakuna. It's the same halacha of a Cholol, that his daughter is still Pasul Lakuna. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Yisrael Shenosa Giyaris. If a regular Yisrael marries a Giyaris, is Bita Ksher Lakuna. That the Bita, their daughter, is Kosher Lakuna, you go after the father. Since the father is a regular Yisrael, even though the mother is a Giyaris, still their daughter is Kosher to marry a Kayin. The Ger Shenosa Bas Yisrael. What about if the father is a Ger, and the father marries a regular Bas Yisrael? Also, Bita Ksher Lakuna. In such a case, as advised by a Ger, whether the father or the mother was a Ger, as long as the other one was a Yisrael, so then their daughter is Mut Lakuna. Avul Ger Shenosa Giyaris. But let's say a Ger that marries a Giyaris, they're allowed to, they're both of them as Gayer, then they got married, Halacha is Bitaif Sul Lakuna. Since both parents were Giyaris, then the daughter is still Pas Lakuna. Now Echad Ger, whether the father is a Ger, the Echad Avodim Meshacharim, even if it was an Eved Kanani that's Meshuchar, Afilu Ad Yudaris, even for 10 generations, Ad Shetayim by Yisrael, up until the mother is from Yisrael. Pasha means that their children are still Pas Lakuna until Achetei Imam Yisrael, until the mother is from Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Ger Shenosa Giyaris, no. Even a regular Ger that marries a Giyaris, he should know, Bitoi Ksher Lakuna. He holds that Bitoi, their daughter, is Kosh Lakuna. Now, since Lamaisa, both parents was Mizgayir, when they got married now, they were Ksherim, so therefore their new generation, their daughter, is Mutu Lakuna. So the Gemara will see now what the Machlokes and all these Machlokes not told in. Most of this. What does the Rashi and the Mishnah say again that when a Cholol gets married, so his daughter is Pasul Liyerlam? What does it mean, Liyerlam? So the Gemara says, now the time I would have thought to say, Midu the Avi a Mitzvah Viadaimi. Maybe it's something like a Mitzvah Viadaimi, that Malahala and Liacha Shalisha Dairois, that after three Dairois, the Mitzvah becomes Mutalakhal. Maybe Afka Nami here also, Bas Cholol, after the third generation, Liacha Shloisha Doris, should also be mutter to marry a Kohen. Kamash Mullah know that the daughter of a Cholol, no matter how many generations down, it's always Psula to get married to a Kohen. Yisrael Shenosa Cholola. What about if the father is a Yisrael, even though the mother is a Cholola? Then we say, Bita, the daughter is Ksher Lakuna. Minah and Emili, how do we know this? Amr Rav Yechonah Mishum Shumin. That Nema, the Pasuk says, Nema kind of says here, by the Pasha of Cholol, the kid's Pasul, V'lo Yechalel Zaroi. It says here, if a Kohen marries a Gerusha, or a Kohen Gadol marries an Amona, so the kid becomes a Cholol. It says, V'lo Yechalel Zaroi, Piyamov. The Nema Lahal, another Pasuk, it says, V'lo Yitamei Baal Piyamov. That's by the Pasha, the Kohanim are not allowed to be Matama themselves. They can't touch a mace. So Ma Lahal, just like over here, by Tumas Mace. Zichorim, only a Zohar Kayin can't touch a mace. But a Benoist Kohanim are allowed to touch maceim, Vulaini Kavis gave us a mutter, Afkan Yerosa Bachalolim. Zichorim Vulaini Kavis. Only Zichorim, if the father was a Cholol, is his daughter still a Cholola. But Leina Kevois, if the mother is a Chalala, and she gets married to anybody that's kosher to a Ben Yisrael, to have a kid, the kid is not Chalalim. But Leina Kevois, the Kevois don't give over the psul of Chalalas further down. So, Vitesh or Kohen Gadol Tishtari, if a Kohen Gadol himself gets married to an Amona, maybe also his daughter is Mutter then. So Mar says, no, Miksiv Benoi, does it say Benoi, Zara Ksiv, Lo Yechalo, Zara B'yamov. That means Avada, his children, when a Kohen Gadol marries an Amona, no matter what they have, a Ben or a Bas, their kids are Chalolim. But for the Gemara, if so, Bas Benoi Tishtari, if so, the daughter of the son should be Mutter. That Maki Zarwa, we make a hekesh Zarwa, the children of him. Mahu, just like him, Bita Psula, just like the Chol himself. We say his daughter is still Psula, still Pasul, to a Kain. Benoi Bitoi, the same thing as the daughter has a son, is also Psula Kuna. Bas Bita Tesesar, is so even the daughter of the daughter then. There's a case where the Chalola got married to a Ben Yisrael, maybe their daughter should also be Pasul. But the Gemara Noam came if so, Gzereshova Mahanalei. What does the Gzereshova help? In other words, it's like this. When the father is a Yisrael, even though the mother is a Chalola, that's nothing wrong. Then the kid becomes a kosher. Just if the father is a Chalol, no matter who his mother is, then the Bita, then the daughter remains to be a Chalola. That's what B'dashim is possible, Yechalo Zaroi. That the kid says totally in the father. If the father is a Chalol, his kid remains a Chalola. But if the father is a Yisrael, just the mother is a Chalala, then we say her kid is a Kosher Lakuna. Now again it says, Chalol Shenasa Bas Yisrael, Bita Psula. The Mishnah has it over again. Again, if the father is a Chalol, if he gets married to regular Bas Yisrael, his Bita is Psula Lakuna. For the Gemara, Tanya Le Reisha. We learned this already, that's the Reisha of the Mishnah. That Bas Chalol Zachah Psula Menakun Leyelam. Tomorrow says true, but I did the Tanya Reisha, the Yisrael Shenasa Chalala. Since it says then the kid is kosher, therefore it says the opposite way, Tani Nami Seifa, Cholo Shinosa Bas Yisrael, that the kid is a Cholola. Where it says now, Masif Na Mishneh Zoloi Kerebi Yais Kerebi Doistoi, Ben Yehuda. It's not like Rebbe Doistoi Ben Yehuda. Why? The Tanya we learned, Rebbe Doistoi Ben Yehuda Oimer, Kishem Shebnei Yisrael, Mikva Torah LeChalolois, the same way if a Yisrael marries a Cholola. The Mishnah says that the kid is kosher, that if the father is Yisrael, he's metayim with kids, he holds, kach benois Yisrael, mikvat latar v'lecholom. The same thing that if the mother is a Yisrael, even though the father is a cholol, the kid is also kosher. That's Rabbi Doistoy Ben Yehuda. So that's not like our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Doistoy Ben Yehuda, what's his reasoning? Why does he say, as long as the mother is a regular Bas Yisrael, even though the father is a cholol, the kid is kosher? Because he says, Omakro, the Pasuk says, Lo yechalel zara biyamov. Like when a Kohen Gadol marries an Amona, his kid's going to be a cholol. Biyamov, Zvidashin, Biyam, Echad, Hudim, Echalol. Only if both of them are psulim kuna, like the Kohen got married to an Amona, the Kohen Gadol to an Amona. Bishnei Amonim, Eine Mechel. But from two different nations, in other words, like if the father is a cholol, and the mother is a Bas Yisrael, that the mother is a regular Bas Yisrael, since she's no psulamana, so it's like two different nations, therefore there's no psul, does not go further, their kids are ksherim. Tana Rabbanan, what like this? The Pasuk says, lo yichalo zaroi, that what, that don't make your kids to become a cholol, that when the parents are both doing an isure kuna, the kid is a cholol. Ein liyela zaroi, you only know when a Kohen Gadol marries an amana, or a regular Kohen marries a grusha, that their kid becomes a cholol. He atzma minayin. How do we know that the mother herself also becomes posel? If a kohen marries a gerusha, how do I, or a kohen gadol marries an amana? How do we know now this amana becomes a chalala that she's posel now even to marry a regular kohen? Even if the kohen gadol dies, so she remains in an amana that a regular amana is allowed to marry a kohen. Here she can't marry a kohen because since she lived with a kohen gadol, she becomes a chalala. How do we know that? He atzma minayin. The Mar says, Amata Kabuchaima, Taya Kabuchaima. Ma Zaro, Mazuch, when the Kohen God lives with this Amona, with the Pasuk says the kid becomes Posel, Shiloi Ovar Avera, the kid didn't do anything wrong, still Mischal, he becomes a Chalola or a Cholol, he, the mother, Shovar Avera, that she's doing an Avera now, the Amona living with the Kohen Godel. Is Enga Din Shemischalelus, isn't it for sure that who Atzma, she herself, should become a Cholola? So that's the Svara, the mother becomes a Cholola. For the Mara,
Shemes Chalal Atzmo Yechiyach. No. Shemes Enadin Shemes Chalalot. Isn't it a svara that she should become a Chalala? For the Gemara, no. Who Atzmo Yechiyach? The Kohen Gadol, the Father, will show us. Shavra Aveira, the Kohen Gadol here is doing an Aveira. But V'yein Mischalal, the Kohen himself doesn't become a Chalal. If a Kohen marries a Gerusha, the Kohen Gadol marries the Amana, nothing's wrong with him. He doesn't become Pasul. So maybe who Adin, the mother, should also not become Pasul? Gemara says no. Malahu shekene mischalal b'chol makom. The father never becomes mischalal. Tiyama v'hisha mischalas b'chol makom. But that's a pasha, a lady. If she lives with a goy, if she lives with a mamzer, we had before, she becomes psula lakuna. That's lacha b'zayna. So therefore, since the mother, lady, sometimes does become psula lakuna, for sure it's a svara here where the almana live with the kohen gadol that she's doing an issa kuna. For sure, she should become a chalala. The Yim Nafshech Lein, if you're going to want to tell me, maybe not like that, I have a pasuk. Omakro, the pasuk says, V'lo yichalol zaro. Zaro, that we dash in, lo yichulol zeh shoye kosher. Lo yichalol is mashma, that you now should become a chalola. Mashma, that you were kosher until now, and now you're becoming a chalol. And that's not only the kid, because the kid was never kosher. The kid is born a chalol. So what's the lashon of lo yichalol? Le'yichalos mashma, you should not now become a chalola. So on the kid, it doesn't pass that lashon, because the kid is born a chol, he was never kosher. So mehechach has to mean even the mother that up until now was kosher lakuna, but now when she does this averi, she lives with the kohen gadol, she herself becomes a chalola. She herself becomes pasul. For this chalol, for the gemara, ma'ayim nafshech leim. What would I say now like that? What do we need a pasuk for? For the chitayim, maybe you'll tell me. Ikal amifri, you can ask a question like this. Ma lizaroi shekein yitzirasa b'aveira. Maybe only the kid of an amana from a kohen godless puzzle, because the kid was born b'aveira. But maybe the mother was not born b'aveira. Maybe she should not become sula. On makro, the pasuk says lo yichalel lo yichulo zeh shayekasha v'neschalel. Mashma goes on the mother. Even though the mother up until now was kasha, but now with his bia living with the kohen godol, she becomes a chalola. Tana rabbanim eizeyu hi chalola. What's called a chalola? Which girl is called a chalola? Kol shenolda min apsulim. Any girl that was born from a bia sister that the parents were psulim one to another. For the Gemara, my psulim. What do you mean the parents were apostle one to another? Elaine, if you want to tell me psulim loy, that they were apostle to him, that any time the wife is also to the husband, for the Gemara, so, haray machsa grushosai the psul loy ovenek sherim. A regular man that marries back his grushosai, which is bavera, still the kids don't become puzzle. They say the puzzle only says to waver he. It's not nice, so we dash in he to waver. The ain't bonair to wave him. Only she is not nice, but the kid there's nothing wrong with. So you see, even though the parents are doing an issa, the kid does not become a chalol. Some Rav Yehuda Hachikom, this is what I mean to say. Eizeyu hi chalolo. What kid is called a chalolo? Called shenodim imsu kahuna. It means to say if the parents are doing an issa kuna, that means where a kayin marries a grusha, or a kayin godo marries an amana. If it's a special issa for a kohen to do it, and the kohen lives with this issa, then the kid becomes a cholol or a cholola. Now, know the in, learn all the lay. Only if he's born from this issa, or else not. For the Gemara, aray almana. So, mashma, only he could be born a cholola. If he's not born a cholola, not. For the Gemara, I'll bring you cases that even though they weren't born a cholola, they could become a cholola later on.
Alright, yeah, this tape is being sponsored by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpacha, Lezeicha Nishmas, the father, Rabbi Victor Ben Rabbi Chaim Avram Olav Shalom. Believe it should be a source and libu for the neshama. Alright, turn on.
For the Gemara, know din, learn know the loy, haray amono grusha, zayna. What's going to be a regular amono? Or else a regular grusha, a regular zayna? The loy know the, they weren't born psulim. But they have a chalol, they come chalolim later on. And amono first later becomes posel to a kohen gadol. This is what I mean to say. Where's what's the chalola that we know clearly from the Torah that the kids call the chalol? That means kol shenoydim imsukuna, that there was never a kosher before. Means if the kid was born when the parents were doing an issakuna. My muskeres, what does it mean muskeres? What's the case, the pure case of a chalola that we know from the Torah itself without any drushes? The ain't tzrichim mafarish medivrei soifim. We don't have to have any drushes. Have no pshat in the posik. Kol shenol debim sulakuna. The real halal of the Torah is where the father of Kohen married a Gerusha, so the father of the Kohen did an Issa, and they have a kid now, and that kid is the real pure halal the Torah is talking about. Or else, if it's a kid, girl, it's a halala. But true, sometimes the mother later on in life could also become a halala. Tana Rabban, where am I this? Almona, almona, almona. If a Kohen lives, a Kohen God lives with an Amona, another one, and a Chayiv Alachas. It's only Chayiv one Avera. We'll soon see what that means. Grusha, Grusha, Grusha. A Kohen marries a Grusha, another one, and a Chayiv Alachas is only Chayiv one Avera. We'll soon see what that means. Almona or Grusha v'chalola zayna. Let's say one lady, first she was an Amona, she was married, her husband died, then she became a Grusha, she got married a second time, and she got a get, v'chalola. Then she got married to a Kohen, she became a Chalola. Then she became a Zayna. So Bizman Shem can say that when it happens this way, Chayev Echolachas V'yachas. If one Kohen now lives with her, the Kohen's Chayev four Averus. But what about the opposite way? Zinsa. First she became a Zayna. She lived with a Chayev Ekrisis. But it's Chalola, then she became a Chalola. But it's Garsha, then she got married and received a get. But it's Amla, then her husband died, her second husband, ain't a Chayev Echolachas. Then if a Kohen lives with this lady, since we say Ein Issa Chalal Issa, he's only Chayev one time. This is what the Braisa says. Now we'll go to explain this Braisa. Omamar, what we just say, Almona, 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 and a Chayev Elachas. If a Kohen God lives with an Almona three times, he's only Chayev one time. For the Gemara, Hay Almona Hechidami, what are we talking about here? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Shabo Al Almonas Ruving, that a Kohen God first lived with one lady that was an Almona from Ruving, for Al Almona Shimon, and then he lived with another lady that was an Amona from a different husband. For Yalamonas Levi, on a third lady that was an Amona, for the Gemara, so why is he only Chayiv one? Am I in a Chayiv al-Achas? Of course he should be Chayiv three.